Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I've chosen, there are a couple of possibilities for the Mass today that you could have, and I want to take the Mass for the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. It's a memorial. It's one of those that we can do. And I'm just very struck by the readings here, and I want to share them with you. If you take a look at the opening prayer, it says this: O God, Father of mercies, whose only begotten Son, as he hung upon the cross, chose the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, to be our mother also. Grant, we pray, that with her loving help, your church may be more fruitful day by day, and exalting in the holiness of her children, may draw to her embrace all the families of the peoples, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. The Lord so loves us. He so wants us cared for. He's given us, in a sense, his own mother to care for us, to turn to her. And many of us need a good mother in their lives right now. Be good to your earthly mother, no matter what the consequences. Be good to her. But draw your strength from Mary, Mother of Jesus, because she's right here for you as well. The first reading is the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 15, and then verse 20. After Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to him and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten, then, from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." And the Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" And the woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Here's a whole situation of passing blame from one person to another. And then the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned. You shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. Brothers and sisters, just right there, we have a mother who is there for us. She is not God, but she's a loving, wonderful mother for us. She is, in effect, the new Eve. She wants to lead us to her Son, Jesus, where we find our home and rest. Call upon our mother. She's always there for us. Brothers and sisters, God so loves us that he gives us not only himself, but his mother. Think of that. "Glorious things are told of you, O city of God," says Psalm 87. "The foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God, and of Zion they shall say, 'One and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord.'" They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, "This man was born there," and all shall sing in their festive dance, "My home is within you." Think of that. I'm with you. God is with us. and he gives us his mother to be our mother. Pray to her often. Pray the rosary. Or just sit quietly before her and ask her to help you in whatever you need. God is like that. He wants us cared for. He's provided for us in so many, many ways. Let's take a look at the Gospel according to John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 34. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. Blood and water that could heal us, forgive us, strengthen us, lead us closer to him. Brothers and sisters, God, even as Jesus Christ, God loved you enough to die for you. Think of that. God loved you so much that he would die for you and did die for you. You can make that personal as well as all of us who are faithful to him. Do not turn away. Please do not turn away from him. He loves you. I know that times are difficult. And believe me, I do understand how difficult times are right now. But what I want to say to you is, trust him. Trust him. I know the difficulties. I know the pain. I know the loss of relatives and of friends. I understand all that. And I ask, trust him even now. For he prepares for us a life everlasting. If we're faithful to him now, we have life, not just a good life for a while, but life everlasting. Have you thought about that? Have you really thought about what you've been given? Trust him. Bring your needs to him. He understands that. Bring them to him. Please, Lord, help me. May come through a neighbor, might come through a friend, might come through a stranger on the street. But listen, brothers and sisters, listen. He loves you. Pope Francis has written a beautiful little reflection here that I want to share with you on this day. In the heart of the church, Mary shines forth. She is the supreme model for a youthful church that seeks to follow Christ with enthusiasm and docility. While still very young, she accepted the message of the angel And with open heart and soul, she replied, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." We are always struck by the strength of the young Mary's yes, the strength in those words, "Be it done." And she spoke to the angel. This was no merely passive or resigned acceptance or a faint yes, as if to say, "Well, let's give it a try and see what happens." Mary did not know the words, "Let's see what happens." She was determined. She knew what was at stake. And she said yes without thinking twice. Hers was the yes of someone prepared to be committed, someone willing to take a risk, ready to stake everything she had with no more security than the certainty of knowing that she was the bearer of a promise. She accompanied the suffering of her son. She supported him by her gaze and protected him with her heart. She shared his suffering, yet was not overwhelmed by it. She was the woman of strength who uttered her yes, who supports and accompanies, protects and embraces. She is the great guardian of hope. Mary was a young woman whose heart overflowed with joy, whose eyes, reflecting the light of the Holy Spirit, looked at life with faith and treasured all these things in her youthful heart. She was energetic, ready to set out immediately once she knew that her cousin needed her. She did not think about her own plans, but went with haste to the hill country. And when her young son needed protection, Mary set out with Joseph to a distant land. She also joined the disciples in awaiting the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In her presence, a young church was born as the apostles went forth to give birth to a new world. Today, Mary is the mother who watches over us, her children, on our journey through life, often weary and in need, anxious that the light of hope not fail, that the light of hope never fail. Mary, our mother, looks to us, this pilgrim people whom she loves and who seek her in the silence of their hearts amid all the noise, the chatter, and the distractions of the journey. Under the gaze of our mother, there is room only for the silence of hope. That was written by Pope Francis. Brothers and sisters, she's here. She's a mother to us, just as she was a mother to Jesus. Please, trust her son. Trust her son. And turn to his mother. Jesus is always first, as Mary wanted it to be. Turn to Jesus, but then also include his mother, who loves you, both of them, who love you and pray for you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.